Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A Radio Info Raw Edit podcast. The conversations behind our reports. Greg Brandy Alexander, who was for 13 years co-host of 2UE's Sports Tonight show, has now signed with 1170 SEN in Sydney to do weekly segments on Matty John's Morning Glory show. He remains a member of Fox Sports' inner sanctum of expert rugby league commentators, as well as being vice chairman of Panthers, overseeing both the organisation's string of licensed clubs and the Penrith Panthers NRL team, who are favoured to win this year's premiership. Greg Alexander has been there and done that, captaining the Panthers to their first ever premiership in 1991. In this interview with Radio Info's Peter Saxon, which will be published in full prior to Saturday's crucial clash, Greg reveals how he went from rugby league player to radio announcer.
2UE were doing an outside broadcast at Panthers. So they were there the whole day, starting with Alan Jones right through to whoever did it at the night, at, you know, the nighttime program. They're at Panthers, and that might have been only 2 months before I retired, so I thought, you know, I knew I was retiring at the end of 99.
Yeah.
So apart from thinking about, you know, and staying involved with the club, marketing and coaching, I hadn't thought about the media because I didn't think that I was suited to the media. I was a bit quiet. Even though I was loud on the field, I was quiet off the field. And I sort of wasn't great with interviews. During my playing days, I always felt a bit nervous and was certainly not a public speaker at all, even though I captained Penrith, but didn't like it. Anyway, my wife said, look, why don't you go down and see John Brennan? You know, he likes you. You know, he called you games when you were a schoolboy. And I said, oh, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, she drove me down and said, go and ask him to see if you can get involved with radio. Mm. Which was not what I was thinking, but I did it, and I walked in, and John was there, John Brennan, and we had a chat, and I said, look, I'm going to retire at the end of the year, John, just wondering if, you know, if the media was an option for me, and he said, look, he said, I'll speak to Ray, and we'll get you on. So that year, when I retired, through the semi-finals of 99, I went to a few games and did the continuous work with the continuous call with Ray Hadley.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Right.
And then that was 99, and then what happened? Something happened that half the team left. They went to 2GB because 2GB got the rights to call the game and 2UE missed out. So I was there at that time, and timing's everything, isn't it, in life?
That's right.
I was there at the time where I'd done a little bit of work with UE through the semi-final series of 99. GB got the rights to, so UE, Ray and the rest of the continuous call team missed out on the rights. GB had it, and they poached some of the 2UE people, Johnny Gibbs and Daryl Broman. So there was an opening there at 2UE. So Ray rang me and he said, mate, look, there's been a thing. We've missed out on the rights. I'd like you to work at 2UE. And I said, yeah, sounds good. So that's basically how it started. you know, I was in the right place at the right time, and there was an opening at 2UE, and that was it. 2UE in 2000, worked with Ray and the continuous call team on a Saturday and Sunday. I think then maybe the following year, I might have done 2 years with Ray, then Ray went to 2GB. Singo got Ray to 2GB, and I decided to stay at 2UE because in between that I started at Fox, and I think that was 2001. Then I started at Fox, and then instead of going to Ray, because I was already working on the weekends, like I couldn't do anything for the continuous call team, because Fox looked like it was going to continue, but 2UE had a sports show through the week, so I stayed at 2UE. Everyone else left, Ray and the rest of the gang, Bob Fulton left, went to 2GB, I stayed because I could work on the radio through the week, and at Fox on the weekends. And that was 2001, and then I've been at Fox ever since. And I stopped 2UE in 2013. So I did 12, 13, 14 years at 2UE. 13 years? Yeah.
Fair innings.
Yeah. Yes, and with Peter Bosley,
yes,
on the Sports Today. And then when Bos retired, it was me and Gibbsy. We had a great run, you know, Gibbo and I, on the Sports Today program. It was good fun.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.